one of the things that we've heard in hiring reform and the president's hiring reform from May 11th that actually requires that managers and supervisors ratchet up their engagement in the hiring process.
Right.
And what we've heard are two different things. One is frequently here. One is that I don't have time. I'm knee deep in policy making. I'm knee deep in budget constraints. I'm worrying about my budget, so on and so forth. And the other one is, that's great, but I don't know where to start. I don't know what my role is. I don't know what HR's role is. And therefore, because I don't know, I'm staying away from it. So I think, you know, what we've tried to do with this guide is to address the second issue while also addressing, I think, a little bit of the higher level. I don't have time for this. I said earlier today we actually had a boot camp.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask because this comes out of these boot camps, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So we had this boot camp this morning from 8 until just noon today that focused with federal HR, and it was really the leads of hiring reform in the agencies. And the conversation was around how to more effectively engage hiring managers in the process. And very, very interesting conversation.
So who attends these things? Are they mostly HR people or are they program folks too?
It is primarily HR folks, but there are some program folks that are involved in it as well.
It'd be nice to get more program folks there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And part of the conversation today was how do you back in your agencies, you know, through HR, reach out to them? How do you develop those relationships? Again, knowing that they're going to say to you, you know, my time's limited, I don't have a lot of time. And secondly, isn't that your role? You know, they don't know where their role is. And I said on the time issue, my father used to say, if you don't have time to do something right the first time, when are you going to have time to do it again?
Right.
I think the same adage applies to this as well. So for those hiring managers out there who are listening, you know, if you say you don't have time now, when are you going to have time to remedy the situation and ensure that you're getting quality candidates in the pipeline if you're not having a fruitful, effective conversation on the front end about what your needs are and what the skill sets are that you need?
Well, not to mention, above and beyond that, you think you're going to have more time if you don't have the best and the brightest there. I mean, this is the place to spend the time so you have good people who can help you solve those problems.
That's absolutely right. And again, it starts really by figuring out what do you need? And this is really what the step-by-step guide, what's my role, focuses on. There's five different steps in the process that we've identified saying these are areas where federal hiring managers need to be involved in the hiring process. And it all really starts with understanding what your workforce needs are. And too often, both in government and my own experience outside of government, is that when someone leaves, whether they leave to take another job, they retire, whatever the reason, they leave, and typically what we tend to do is we pull out a position description, we blow off the dust, and we post it again. We don't give it a second thought to, Chris just left. What do we need? What are the skills that we actually need? Are they the same skills that Chris had, or are they different skills? So that's the starting point, and everything builds from there. And again, to ensure that government gets both gets on the front end but also hangs on to the best talent for the position, the right talent, what we need to ensure is that this isn't simply an HR function. It has to be a partnership between hiring managers and HR, and this is quite frankly where leadership starts.
Yeah, well, and that's step number two in the document is partner with HR. So often people they don't a look at the HR folks either aren't the tool that they don't provide the assistance, I think, that a lot of folks help. So there is that conflict there from both sides, I think.
Yeah, and you know, admittedly so, in this morning's boot camp, they're, again, predominantly HR and human capital folks, they actually said, you know, we haven't done a good job across the board on a consistent basis of trying to understand the real needs of hiring managers either. So, you know, we come in and we speak the HR speak. We actually don't speak the budget analyst speak to understand what their true needs are. We actually need – this isn't simply on the hiring managers to change their mode of operation and their way of thinking. It's also on HR and human capital staff to change their way of thinking. Again, the key to this is neither – it's not going to be successful if either one points the finger at the other one. It really has to be a collaborative effort to make sure that everybody's working lockstep.
And so, and you just came out of this, as you said, this session where I'm sure there was a lot of discussion about how that actually happens, because I think everyone knows that, but how do you actually make it worthwhile? What changes do HR folks have to make, and what changes do the program folks have to make?
Yeah, and one of the things that was really interesting about this morning's conversation is it focused some on what was termed the courageous conversations, the conversations that you really don't necessarily want to have, but you have to have to be successful. And I think that courageous conversations approach is one that actually both HR and hiring managers have to have. And in fact, as one of the exercises during this boot camp, there was actually a small little skit where somebody actually role-played the role of HR and somebody role-played the role of a hiring manager, and it just so happened that the person playing the role of the hiring manager was, in fact, a hiring manager.
Hmm.
More importantly than that role-play of those two, though, two other people were pulled from the group to actually be the voice that the other party doesn't hear, but it's going on in your own head. And if you can have that conversation with yourself and you can understand it from that vantage point, that's actually where we need to get to be successful and to really collaborate around making hiring reform and the hiring process something that is jointly owned and really, again, reaching and bringing in the right talent.
And the other part of this, and your last step here, is onboarding new employees. And we talked to a guy who's written a book on this, and his advice was people always think of onboarding as all that paperwork that you do in the first week. Onboarding, really, to be done effectively, is a year-long process.
Absolutely, and as we talk about both the onboarding step, which is step five in the guide, we lay out some questions for the hiring managers. We lay out questions to help the hiring managers to think about throughout the hiring process. But I think, as it relates to onboarding, the questions aren't simply in step five, but they really are throughout the entire process around that relate to onboarding. So, for instance, Chris, in step four, which is really about hiring the best, there are some questions in there that we ask the hiring manager to think about, which are, what are the key messages that we want to communicate with job candidates about the job? But it's also about the agency. It's about the mission. It's about keeping them in the loop. And this isn't simply – too often what we look at in an interview process is us finding out about them. We need to open the door a little bit more for them to find out about us and make – this is a courting relationship to some extent.
Yeah.
And they need to find out equally as much about us and what we're trying to do and what the job is about. That's not only what's going to get them in the door, but that type of approach is actually going to help keep them too.
Yeah, whenever I've hired people, I always say, hey, you need to be interviewing me as much as I'm interviewing you, because if this doesn't work well for both parties, it's a broken process.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I want to just, since you talked to these folks today, and we've been talking about the hiring reforms that OPM has been trying to bring about for the last couple months, the sense from folks, are these having an impact, or is this process improving?
I think to a person, they all say, yes, we are getting better. We're not there yet. And to be honest, I think you could have had any deadline. So, the hiring reform initiative was released or announced on May the 11th. Reforms are supposed to, at least moderately be in place, if not fully in place by November 1. I think anybody who thinks 5 months is going to solve it, they were misguided from the start. They're still probably misguided. But you know what, Chris, if you put 15 months in there, I think to the same extent, if you think everything's going to be fixed in whatever time period that you have, this is an ongoing process. And that's actually one of the things that I think people recognize who participated in this boot camp and who, I've talked to in agencies, is this is going to be an ongoing process, and we have to continually improve the way that we're doing this if we're going to continue to get the best talent in and hang on to the best talent. So November 1 is a good marker. We're not going to have it all done by then. We're making good progress in a lot of areas. In some other areas, there's a lot for us to learn. One of the things that I think today's boot camp actually provided to a lot of these folks was they actually heard from one another what's working, what's not working,
yeah,
so that they can actually kind of rejigger in their own mind, okay, we shouldn't go down this path because it hasn't worked here, or why hasn't it worked here, and how do we tweak that so we can be successful with it.
And we've said this over the we've talked about this a bunch, but this is a unique time and place to be able to get these young people are interested in government. There's, goodness knows, a lot of challenges out there. This is really a unique time to fix these problems and bring in these good people.
You know, the stars are aligned, and if we're not moving forward, if we're not significantly moving forward right now, we're actually taking steps backwards. So, yeah, we do have to capitalize on this time and place. I think to a person, you know, my read on this is there's no HR person and there's no hiring manager that doesn't see the value in this and doesn't want to do it. Change is hard, though. And change doesn't happen overnight. And again, I think, you know, the key is help us figure out how to do this. And collectively, I think this is the key point. You know, let's not do this agency by agency.
Right.
Alone. Let's actually learn from one another and write the ship for all of us.